Welcome back, everyone, and we are grateful for two of the four Auto Caucus leaders to join us. There are four, and I'll introduce the two that are with us here in a second, but the two others are Senator Camilleri and Rep. Kurt Vanderwall, and this caucus is bipartisan, bicameral. So with us on the phone, we have Senator Dan Lowers, and with us in the room, we have Representative Ranjit Puri. So thank you all for joining us, and I'm going to jump right to Senator Lowers. How are you doing, Senator Lowers?
Great. Great to be on.
Great. Glad we can hear you. You're up in the thumb today?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
So let's jump right in, and we're going to – we've obviously, I mentioned we've got a couple of parties represented very prominently on the caucus. But from your party and the GOP priorities, what are the priorities from you for this term coming up? And how specifically are they intersecting somewhat in the auto industry?
Well, I think they intersect completely with the auto industry. You know, our priorities are going to be, you know, improving education and working on infrastructure. And those are both things that are vital to our continued success in the auto industry and the growth, you know, in mobility and everything else that entails.
Yeah, those are fundamental pillars for everything, and certainly for our industry, they're important to the companies that are here and want to grow here. Terry?
Senator Lowers, Terry Radigan here. Nice to meet you. During a previous legislature, you served as the chair of the Energy Committee in the Senate and held several substantive hearings on hydrogen. What is your interest in that issue, and what do you believe is the potential application as an alternative clean energy source?
Well, there's multiple. Let's focus in on the, I think, the top two, Terry, and that is, number one, of course, hydrogen has the ability to power heavy loads, you know, as a clean source of fuel. If you look at our diesel electric trains, those could easily be switched to hydrogen electric trains. So that's one huge potential of hydrogen. The second one is, and it's where sometimes it gets controversial, but hydrogen is actually a way to store power, and, you know, to really make all this, you know, innovations in electricity happen, we need effective ways to store it, and hydrogen is one of those ways. When we have excess electricity being generated, we can manufacture hydrogen that's effectively storing power, and then the hydrogen can be used either to create electricity directly for, you know, distribution or put into as a fuel source for, you know, mobility for driving and delivering.
And so glad that you have taken a leadership role there and all the caucus members, because we now have an auto industry which intersects with a tech industry which intersects with the energy industry. So there's a lot going on in our industry. But let's go across to the other side of the aisle, Rep. Puri. What are the priorities from your side and your party and maybe some of those intersections too?
Yeah, sure. Glenn, Terry, thanks for having me on. You know, it's State of the State today. It's a great day around Lansing. There's a pep in the air. I think there's a lot that we're focused on for these next 2 years. You know, obviously, as the senator was mentioning, we are going to be focused on finding ways to lower costs. You know, we're coming out of a pretty intense election cycle a few months ago. And people of Michigan have spoken. And so focusing on lowering costs is going to be a priority for us, finding ways to increase job opportunities here in Michigan, and then just delivering results. You know, we want to see more accessible childcare. We want to see more affordable housing. Obviously, there's been a lot of conversation about infrastructure, and if we can develop a road funding plan to really be serious about fixing our roads and finding a sustainable solution and a way to do that.
So what both of you mentioned are absolutely the underpinnings of a growth of any state or economy, but important to the employers like the auto companies of all sizes. So thank you for that. Thanks for your leadership on that.
Representative Puri is someone who we've just met, but I spent 36 years in the auto industry as well at General Motors. And I know that you have spent time in the private sector, in the automotive industry, and now in the legislature and in a leadership position in your caucus. So can you describe for us what the auto industry means to you?
Oh, tremendous. I mean, that's where I spent a bulk of my professional career before deciding to take the plunge into politics. And so I have a deep fondness for and just a very intrinsic interest in the automotive industry and what it means to the state of Michigan. It's actually a large part of why I ran for office is I wanted to see our state more focused on being forward thinking of ways that we can protect this auto industry that we hold so precious here in Michigan. We know that there's a lot of externalities that the auto industry brings to the state of Michigan. It's not just about building the cars. It's just the tier 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 suppliers and all the economic benefits and all the people that are, you know, tangentially related and connected to the auto industry. And so it's very important that we're finding ways to protect that industry that is currently, you know, under assault, you know, not to be too dramatic, from states, from other countries around the world. And so it's just something that we should be taking a hold of to making sure that the future generations of the industry are, you know, being highlighted to call home, Michigan home.
And as someone who gets up in the morning every day and thinks about those things, I could not have said that better, so thank you. So this is for both of you, and we'll start with you, Senator Lauers. But what gives you hope for the bipartisan nature of things that we've just kind of come off of in the last couple of weeks to get some things done, but we have split government, so to speak. What gives you some optimism and hope, Senator Lauers?
Well, I think it's obvious now that, you know, the only way we're going to get real work done is to work in a bipartisan fashion. And I think the last couple of weeks have been a pretty good example of that. We had some pretty major challenges facing Michigan businesses with the minimum wage and earned sick time legislation. You know, it took some late nights, but we were able to come together, House and Senate Democrats and Republicans, and find that common ground that led to a solution. So I think that's what's going to happen going forward. We're going to be working more closely together, simply because, you know, in order to get out of both bodies, it's going to be necessary.
Great. And
yeah, you know, common ground is the theme of the day, and my hope is that the common ground is the theme for the next 2 years. You know, there's a lot of happening in the political space right now. There's obviously some polarization in terms of where the public's thought is, and just finding ways of coming together and avoiding things becoming victim to partisan politics is becoming harder and harder. You know, what I think we should all be able to agree on is that a healthy auto industry is healthy for Michigan. And so, you know, we are seeing talking points coming out. We've heard about the tariffs that potentially could be coming out. Those things would be devastating to our auto industry. I don't think that needs to have a partisan slant to it. Conversations such as tariffs adversely affect Michigan than other states in the country. And so as Michiganders, I think we should all take hold of this industry, which we've said is, you know, under assault here. And we need, if we are serious about protecting the future of the automotive industry, we need to be able to move past political rhetoric and finding common ground, such as both kind of coming together and understanding that the auto industry needs to be something that we both protect very diligently and very intentionally from all the people who are very willing to take it away from us.
Well said from both of you. Thank you.
Common ground has really been the theme of our show so far today, too, so I'm really encouraged by what I'm hearing. So we only have just time for a quick question about what you both think, and we'll start with you, Senator Lauers. What do you think the auto industry can do to better compete globally?
Well, it's all about innovation today, and you know, that's where I think Michigan has that upper hand, and with our great universities, the talent that we produce and that we attract, you know, it's innovation is where everything in the automotive industry is today, and we've got to continue to lead on that. So any way we can find the upper hand to continue leading our engineering and innovation, that's where we need to focus.
That's great. And Representative Puri, bring us home.
Yeah, well, you know, we've led the way in the automotive industry before here in Detroit. There's no reason we can't do it again. You know, the way people are using, buying, and things that they're interested in cars is changing. And I think as long as we are adapting and being ahead of the curve of that and innovating, that's what we're good at in Michigan. We have the talent here in our backyard. We have the supplier network here. So we are set up for success. We just need to be serious about it.
Thank you
so much to the chairs of the Michigan Automotive Caucus. You're listening to Focus on WJR.